This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you, friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. It is Friday, and I'm here semi-live with you in the studio, Thursday afternoon here, recording this. But we are going to have a program here from our studio here this morning as we are in between programs in the book of Galatians. And once again, I am Paul Esposito. I'm the host of this program, WGOD Radio. I'm the station manager of WMIE and WWBC, and I'm the pastor of Island Community Church, which is where you hear, is where these sermons are preached at. Sermons you hear most of the time here on the radio come from a little small Baptist church in Merritt Island. Our address is 1000 North Banana River Drive. The church is called Island Community Church, and I invite you to come by. I'd love to see you. We meet Sunday mornings. We meet for Sunday school at 9:30. Our church service starts at 10:30, and Wednesdays we meet for normally is a Bible study, but for January and February, we're having a prayer meeting at the church every Wednesday night from 6 to 7. A very small Bible study, but for the most part, we're focusing on prayer. You are invited. I encourage you and ask you to come by and share your prayers here with us. And I invite you to come by. We can pray together. And I look forward to meeting you. This Sunday, my sermon is in Galatians chapter 3. So we're right on line with what you hear on the radio with what's being preached. So you're not hearing it today because I haven't preached it yet. That's coming up here in about 48 hours. My sermon is Galatians chapter 3. It starts with Paul saying, "Oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" You see, the problem there was they were turning away from salvation by grace through faith. Paul taught them that a person is saved based on the grace of God, just like he told the Ephesians, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Then he said, "Not of works, lest no man should boast." Now here, the Judaizers, that is the Jewish folk, were trying to have these Galatians become Jews first and keep the law and specifically become circumcised and obey dietary laws, then become Christian. And that just infuriated the Apostle Paul enough so that he gave them no greeting. He didn't even say hi to them in the beginning of this letter. He went right at them in verse 5. He said, "I marvel that you have turned so soon from him who called you." Actually, the word for "turn so soon," metatithemi, really means "beam me up, Scotty." It means to be transported. It means to move your feet from one place to the other. These guys, they got beamed up from standing in the faith, salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, and they got beamed up and energized somewhere else. A place where works is going to let you in. Works was going to save you. Salvation by grace through faith is not enough. You need to, and then dot, 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 get circumcised. Not eat any particular foods that are out that were were banned in the Old Testament Jewish dietary laws. And then it's other things they add to it. The Sabbath, they say, has never changed. So you go to church on a Saturday. You don't eat pork. You don't eat shellfish. And then before you know it, well, just like Paul said, he says, you've fallen from grace. That's where we're going in Galatians. That's where the apostle's going. Here, on one of these few odd days, I'm on the radio with you live this morning. I want to go back to Matthew chapter 24. And I want to go to tomorrow's newspaper. This is where we look at in some of these days I don't have a sermon on. And that is answering the question, what will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age? How do we know? What does tomorrow's newspaper tell us about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? When they asked them, what will be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age? Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. Remember, to be deceived is to think that something is something while something is actually something else. That is, you're tricked. You're misled. You think something is something, what you expect it to be. And it turns out being something unexpected. That's his number one warning. Take heed, no one deceive you. For then he adds to that. That's overarching everything. Don't be deceived. Read in Revelation chapter 13, where billions of people are going to be deceived by this false prophet that the Bible says he's got the power to give life to the image of the beast. Revelation chapter 13, read that. So he's got the power to give breath. The word pneuma can mean breath, spirit. It's a proper name for the Holy Spirit, hagios pneuma. It can mean life, too, like the King James translators translated. He's got the power to give life. Just that alone. I mean, how many of you people that haven't heard me before knew that Satan and the satanic unholy trinity in the end of the age, how many of you people knew that Satan is going to have the power to give life? How many of you knew that? If you didn't know it, then Jesus is talking to you today, friend. Don't be tricked. It's to think that something, God is something, the only one that's got the power to give life, while something is actually something else. This man, these people, this unholy trinity is going to have great power at the end of the age. Power, signs, and lying wonders, we read in 2 Thessalonians. So take heed, no one deceive you. Jesus goes on, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. We could say, I am the Messiah, not necessarily Christ, certainly not Jesus Christ, because the world hates Jesus Christ. You want to know what happens in the future? Look at what happens to the two witnesses when they die, and they're here preaching in the name of Jesus Christ. When they die, the Bible says, the whole world's going to send gifts to one another. So don't think the world's going to turn good. No one's going to come back saying he's Jesus Christ because they would try to spit in his eye. But that's not going to happen when Jesus comes back. No more spitting in his eye. No more crucifying him. The Bible says he's coming back in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on all those that don't know God and on all those that don't obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can read that in the first chapter of 2 Thessalonians. So, next up on this list, how you know he's coming back. First of all, make sure no one tricks you or deceives you. Then he says, many people are going to come and say that they're Messiah, say that they are the Messiah. Don't let them deceive you. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Well, I know there's always wars and rumors of wars going on. So, certainly that's being fulfilled. All these things are. See that you are not disturbed, he continues. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Verse 7, nation will rise up against nation. That's the Greek word ethnos, ethnic group. Not necessarily China is going to rise up against South Korea, but black is going to rise up against white, or even Muslims within each other. Sunni against Shia, that's ethnic group. This is ethnic wars, the Bible says. This is some of the signs that you'll know that Jesus is coming back soon when there's ethnic wars going on. Ethnos will rise up against ethnos. And kingdom, Basileia, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. But all these are the beginning of birth pains. Greek word Odin. Yeah, exactly like it says. That's a birth pangs, P-A-N-G-S, we can call it. That's the beginning. Any woman who's ever given birth to a child can tell you how it is. The beginning of birth pangs. It might start off muffled or slow, but then they increase and increase and increase. And this is how you'll know when you see these things going on like this, kind of slow or just a 211 and a half degrees starting to bubble and bubble and bubble and boil. That's how you'll know his return is near. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Verse 9, then they will hand you over to tribulation and kill you. And you'll be hated by all nations on account of my name. I used to say, wow, well, that's far off in the future. No, it's not. It's just not going on in the United States. It's going on everywhere else. Look around you. Look at what the Muslims are doing to Christians all around the world. Look at ISIS and what's going on. They will hand you over to tribulation and they will kill you. And you'll be hated by all nations on account of my name. That is the name of Jesus. You're going to be hated because you're a Christian. What do you think about that verse, friend? Is that being fulfilled as far as you can tell? Are people out here being hated and being killed on account of the name of Jesus? Again, we're batting 1,000 here. Every one of these things, as he says, is all taking place all around us. Verse 10, and then, you see, at the sight of Christians dying, you see, they will hand you over to tribulation and they will kill you and you'll be hated by all nations on account of my name. Verse 10 says, and then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. You see, at the sight, these are people who thought they were going to be raptured away and never were going to face any trouble. At the mere sight of Christians dying is going to cause people to do just what Peter did. Put his hand on a stack of Bibles, raised his right hand, and says, I've never heard of Jesus Christ. That's what the word apostasy means. Just what Peter did, warming himself by the fire, and he followed along at a distance. And the same thing is going to happen to everyone out here within the sound of my voice that has not let God see you through any trials in your life. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops hupomone, endurance. It's what gives you what it takes to get through trials like this. Let me encourage you, friend, on this Friday morning or afternoon or evening, are you going through a trial right now? Understand this, it's deliberate. God allows it. Sometimes God causes it. Why? To make you and turn you into a spiritual giant. To enable you to walk up to someone 9'6" and say, you know what? Thou stinketh. Get out of my way. That comes through enduring trials, just like David. David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? But earlier, God killed a lion and a bear right in front of him, through him. Endure trials today. We'll be back again soon. Love to see you on Sunday morning at church. We'll be back again with that chapter here on the radio next week. Until then, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next